To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Good day, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of April, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start with the elephant in the room, and that's Netflix. And about how many people have decided, they don't really need it anymore. Yes, it came to light earlier this week. About 200,000 Netflix subscribers decided, they don't need a Netflix and chill anymore. Meaning Netflix went from 221.84 million subscribers to 221.64. And that's just this quarter. Now, it may not seem a lot when you've got that many on board, but analysts now are projecting that it's going to get worse. How much worse? Well, they're projecting by the next quarter, about another 2 million subscribers, Netflix will be down. And if you had Netflix stock, not a good day for you. Share values actually dropped by 30% Wednesday morning, which would be Netflix's lowest point in 5 years. Much have speculated what caused the downturn. Netflix is pointing towards inflation, plus we're no longer in the heart of the pandemic, so not as many people are subscribing. Others are pointing out that the content on Netflix just isn't what it used to be. One thing's probably for sure. Remember when we heard about Netflix starting to try to crack down on that password sharing? I'm pretty sure they're going to start definitely doing that now. Well, Zoomers out there, it looks like we can give a big old thumbs up for gestures now. And Mac and Windows apps will now actually see that gesture support. This is all part of an update for Zoom's gesture recognition that a lot of people are already accustomed to with their iPad or iPhone. Well, now they've made it to your desktop. You can raise your hand or give a thumbs up, and you'll actually send that appropriate reaction. Zoom is actually promising this will be a more natural interaction in virtual classrooms and, of course, those business meetings than you get from actually clicking the buttons. Now, the gesture recognition is not the only thing that's coming along. There's also other multiple updates that included in the revamped Zoom whiteboard collaboration tool, a new chat etiquette tool, giving a lot of help to administrators block or warn of rude behavior, and there's also a thing called Backstage, and that will let the organizer of the Zoom meeting and the panelists actually talk without facing the audience. And finally, Galaxy Watch 4 users out there, were you just actually watching your watch? Counting down the minutes saying, here comes Google Assistant. It never came, did it? Samsung Galaxy Watch 4 lineup that actually launched last year that promised Google Assistant still hasn't got it. And when you ask Google or Samsung, they're pretty much saying, I don't know. Google actually sent out an email to confirm that the Assistant would not be rolling out to Google Watch 4, and they don't have an update on when it's actually going to be arriving. Though if you were in the U.S. and on Verizon, you really got your hopes up because Verizon said, hey, look, it's there. Google then had to step up to the plane saying, No, shut up, Verizon. No, it's not. Now, if Google Assistant happens to get downloaded, it will actually show up in the settings menu under Google Accounts. Now, you can do that by going to Settings, Google, and Google Assistant. That is, if it's there. That is where you'll be able to toggle the settings for the wake phrase and speech output. Of course, you're not completely without an assistant. It still comes pre-installed with Bixby. That's Samsung's own digital assistant that everybody, they're not too fond of. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN shows. Latest photo shows up there. You should go check that out. And so much other BTN goodies as well. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much for always listening and supporting the new show.